and welcome to a beautiful Friday in the Think Big Show community, where entrepreneurs and business owners come from around the world to think bigger, work smarter, and grow successful businesses faster through online strategies, leadership, and mindset. I'm Mia DeBolt, founder of the Think Big Network, the community of empowered entrepreneurs who are creating successful businesses online. You can find out more information about what we do, as well as get our free 10-day bootcamp on how to make more money online by attracting the right customers through social media by going to thethinkbignetwork.com. And now it's my great pleasure to introduce my partner in success and life, mission accomplishment strategist JT DeBolt, with today's Think Big message about going to a place of inspiration. JT, take it away.
All right, Mia, happy Friday to you. In fact, happy Friday to everybody here. Good morning. Good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thanks for joining us here each and every single Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern. It has been an awesome week. Hopefully you've enjoyed us here. And as we head into the weekend, I want to give you something to think about. In fact, this is a little bit of a homework assignment. Rarely do I give hard homework assignments, but I think this one you're going to like. This one's going to require you to physically go somewhere. And maybe not physically, but mentally. And when you do, everything's going to shift for you. I'll tell you a little bit of a story. I remember a few years back, I got invited to speak at a conference in the Bahamas. Now, I fly all over the world. I speak at conferences. I get to do lots of cool stuff. But I remember this one particular trip in general, because not only did I get to go to the Bahamas, not only was I getting paid to fly out there and speak in paradise, but I got to take my wife, Mia. And what's crazy is Mia and I actually went out there. I think that was the very first time that she came with me on a business trip. And what was crazy about it was the exact place we went on our honeymoon. Pretty amazing. So what's interesting is the first time we were in the Bahamas, we were kind of trying to find our way through the business world. And I remember sitting around the pool, you know, having drinks and plotting our world domination, but not knowing where we were going to go. And then several years later, finding ourselves in that place where we were on the path to our dreams. See, I believe you got to get yourself to these places of inspiration. You got to go to places where you sort of break out of the mold of the day-to-day. You shake off the feelings of the mundane, the familiar. And when you do this, it awakens a whole new part of you. It brings to light the dreams that perhaps have fallen asleep or gone dormant. You have to get yourself to that place of inspiration because it creates a flow of excitement. The creativity heightens, the ability to dream bigger than you normally might in your natural environment, your day-to-day environment, totally exists. I love what I do because I get to travel so much and I get to find new places and meet new people and have new experiences. But guess what? You can do this right now, right here in your own hometown. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about coming from a place of inspiration. And by the way, that word inspiration is very important because it's that internal feeling that only we can have for ourselves. That inspiration is deeply personal to each and every single one of us. Some people are inspired by the mountains. Some people are inspired by the ocean or the beach. Some people are inspired by nature. Some people are inspired by the city. Some people are inspired by solitude, and some people by activity and stimulus and input. The idea is, what is your inspiration? This weekend, I want you to think about this. I want you to think about not just the what, but the purpose, what it represents to you. Not the where, rather, but the what. Okay, not just where it is, but what it represents to you. Think of those places that hold energetic significance to you. A couple of places that I love is San Diego, California. I love San Diego. I think it's one of the most awesome places on the planet Earth. And it's a pretty short plane ride straight down the coast of the western coast of the United States for me to get from where I am to San Diego. However, in a heartbeat, if I wanted to, less than an hour away, just a short drive and a short ferry ride away, I can go to a place called Fort Eby, a place that Mia and I used to go to even before we got married, to go mountain biking and hiking on the trails. And it's a beautiful place, a place that is so inspirational to me, to Mia, and to our kids. Of course, there's places like the Bahamas as well that are kind of on the other side of the globe, so to speak. And that's my point. Think of those places that are energetically significant to you. Some that are right in your own backyard. Some that are a short plane ride away. And some that are an absolute journey. Here's why. One, you can get to this weekend. In fact, any of them you can really get to this weekend. But there's no excuse to not find a place in your own backyard could be blocks away, could be an hour or so, less than an hour, maybe a little bit longer, but a short drive to get to, a short journey to get to. And here's the beautiful part. The quicker, or the closer they are in your proximity, the more accessible that inspiration is to you. How often are you tapping it? And what might you do this weekend to tap into it even more? That intermediate flight, see, the intermediate trip, whether it's a plane ride or a train ride or maybe it's a car drive, that intermediate trip starts to take you away from your normal day-to-day. You're going to have to stay overnight, probably. And that's a pretty cool thing because it gets you to absolutely shift your energy and shift kind of your focus from the way you think on a daily basis. And of course, that big long journey could be a place maybe you haven't been yet. Maybe it's the place that you've dreamt about. Maybe it's one of those iconic places like the Pyramids of Giza or the Great Wall of China. Maybe it's Venice, Italy. Could be anywhere. A place that you've never been before, a place that you've always wanted to go, but a place that's a definite journey, an epic journey that you would have to take. That is something that you want to aspire to get to. I don't believe in bucket lists because they always talk about the bucket list being when you kick the bucket or before you kick the bucket. I'm talking about a life goal, something that fuels your life, something that fuels your inspiration. That's the kind of stuff that I'd rather see you go after. So think of those places that hold an energetic significance to you, something that really fires you up, something that inspires you. Next is I want you to make it a point to go once a year. Now, obviously the places that are closest to you, you want to go at least once every couple months. If you can go once a month, and if you really can, if you can go once a week, that's great. But a place that you can go to at least once a year that really recharges you. Those places that are closer in proximity to your everyday life, you want to go to more often than not. And then the places that are kind of a medium distance, you want to try to go to once a quarter. And then the places that are further away, the big ones, the Great Wall of China, for instance, that's the place you want to go to once a year. And maybe you change them. Maybe every single quarter, every single year, you change those and you do something different. The point is to make a point of going more often than you've probably been going in your life. Plan your business around your lifestyle, not your lifestyle around your business. I hear a lot of people say this, you know, I'll do this when, or I'll be successful when. Here's the question I would challenge you to ask. What if you built your business around your lifestyle? What if your business had to maneuver and pivot around your lifestyle? One challenge that I give my clients when we talk about scheduling is schedule your vacations first. Not your business, not your to-do, not your daily method of operation, but your vacations, the things you want to do. And then magically, your business grows around that. You'll always find time to check your email. You'll always find time for that webinar. You'll always find time to do the busy work. But how often do we find the time to do the things that really fuel us? This weekend, put it on the calendar. Plan for at least between now and the next 12 months or even the end of this year that you're going to go to a place of inspiration. Put it on the calendar and make it happen. Make your answers bigger than your excuses. This is one of the biggest dreams that you can have, my friend. Realize your dreams by putting it on the calendar and making it an absolute priority. Next is to go there at least once a month. And by go there, what I'm talking about is if you can't physically be there, then check out their websites, check out the photographs, check out videos of that area to keep it fresh in your mind. Not a vision board place, okay? I'm not talking about that. What I'm saying is to keep yourself reminded, keep yourself going, keep yourself fueled, and remind yourself, this is what I'm building this business for. This is what I'm working so hard for. And once a week, go somewhere. I'm not talking about there, but physically get yourself out of your home, get yourself out of your office. Doesn't matter where it is. Maybe it's just a different way to get somewhere. Right? Maybe you drive a different way through your city or your town. Maybe you go to a park that you haven't been to. Maybe you go to a new bookstore or a library. Maybe you go to a new restaurant. Maybe you go visit a friend that you haven't seen in a while in your town. Seriously, get out of your own home office, get out of your own house, get out of your own place that you go through every single day. Change it up, find a new place, find a place that will inspire you. Here's the crazy part. You might find a part of town that you've never visited before. Even if it's a small town, and you may realize, wow, this place energetically feels pretty awesome. You may find yourself spending more time there. It may just pump your business up. This has happened to me many, many times. Change your environment. Change your perspective. Give yourself a new outlook on life. Re-energize, re-engage, and get after it. And here's another one. Find something new. find something new. This is why I love to travel. Find a new place. Find a new food. Find a new kind of music that you like to listen to. Maybe find a new book that you haven't read before. Find something new. When you do all of this, this place of inspiration lives inside of you. That's the part that's really cool about this. Yeah, you can think of the places that you hold energetically significant. You can find those places that that inspire you and make you want to go. You can make a point to get there once a year. You can make a point once a month to check out the websites, the videos, the pictures, and feel like you're there. And once a week, you can go find another place that you haven't been before. But if you find something new, if you awaken a whole new part of your creativity, if you waken up a whole new part of your inspiration, you're going to see massive shifts and massive change in your business and in your life. So this weekend, make it a point to go out and do something new. Go on a mini adventure. Take your family, take your friends, take your loved one, but at least go out there and do something you haven't done before. Maybe it's something you've been thinking about doing. Maybe it's a music festival. Maybe it's a restaurant. Maybe it's an art gallery. Or maybe it's time to jump on an airplane or a train and go somewhere completely different. A place you haven't thought of in a while. A place you haven't thought of ever. Give yourself the opportunity to go to and find a new place of inspiration. And you'll be amazed at what it does for your energy, your creativity, and even your bottom line. Do this, my friends. And when you do, go out there and have a great time. Do the things you love to do. Spend time doing them with the people you love being around. And come back here on Monday refreshed, recharged, ready to kick ass. And Mia and I will be here waiting for you. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll see you on Monday. Mia, take them home.
That was a great call, JT. Thank you. If you want to get our free 10-day bootcamp on how to make more money online by attracting the right customers through social media, go to thethinkbignetwork.com. Also, find us on Facebook at facebook.com/thethinkbignetwork. We'd love to hear your big takeaway from today's call. This call is a wrap. Go out and share your greatness with the world now, my friend, because now is all you have. Have a great weekend, and thank you for tuning in. We'll talk to you on Monday.